unclear exactly how much control the rebel forces have of the town. We can hear gunfire still from our area, which is towards the east, towards the Tripoli side of the town. We're fairly close to the military line, and the sound of the gunfire has died down quite a lot in the last hour or so. However, the number of injuries, casualties are rising, with people continuing to be brought into the hospital. There are more and more reports coming in as we piece together the details. One woman, just to give you an indication of how insecure the area is at the moment, one woman who was out driving in the town trying to reach her mother was shot through the head in her car, which is obviously a civilian car, with a 14-millimeter gun. She's now in the intensive care unit. This is a woman driving with her man, both of them about age 60 or so. There are a number of Gaddafi forces who've been killed, at least about 11, but I imagine there could be many more, because there have been at least 5 Gaddafi army tanks which have been captured and destroyed, which are in the centre, the Martyr Square area. They have also captured a number of other military vehicles. However, my colleague who's on the other side of the checkpoints which are ringing the town tells me he has seen, he works for another British television channel, but he tells me he's seen at least 11 army tanks trying to enter Zawiya on their way into the town, apparently in a bid to mount another attack on the town.